We are just so excited that you have joined us and Thought It Not Robbery to join the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Whiter Than Snow Wednesday. I will go before the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that your word says that you can cleanse us and wash us whiter than snow. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are clean and can come boldly before the throne of grace that we may receive mercy. Lord, we thank you this day for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and for their yes to your creation of the Master's Call. We know that you are in control and that their yes made it possible for each of us to join in Monday through Friday and receive what thus says the Lord from on high. We are excited. We thank you for the Dez De Leon family, Father, that started Artists International, which is the vehicle used to bring us all together. So we just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because even when we praise you, it's not enough. For all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are going to do in our lives. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just magnify your name. We glorify your name. We say yes and amen to all that you have for us. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you continue to order our steps. Father, help us to think according to that which you give us. Help us to walk out your will, your perfect will for our lives, that we may see you in the end. We are excited about the man of God who is bringing the word today, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, because you deserve that and so much more. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Family, we just love you and thank you for joining us. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you now loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I would like to first say thank you, God, for waking each and every one of us this morning and giving us an opportunity to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We are just so excited that you said yes to the Master's Call this morning. Minister Kai, I want to thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And wow, what a wonderful tagline for today. Yes, we are washed whiter than snow. I am just so super excited about what God is doing in all of our lives and what God has in store for us. So if this is your first time on the call, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. On behalf of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and our prayer general, Minister Robbins, and the TMC family, we say thank you and come back again. Let your family members know, your teammates, your co-workers, your neighbors, someone on the street, let them know how this call blessed you. And I can assure you that you will continue to get blessings because this call has a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And for our family members that return and support the call because they want to say yes to the Father, we just thank you so much and encourage you to continue spreading the word about the Master's Call. We invite you each and every morning at 4:50 Pacific Time, 5:50 Mountain Time, 6:50 Central Time, and 7:50 over here on the East Coast with me. And if you want to share this number, be sure to give the PIN, which is 957-677-POUND. Now, we also invite you to go to our website and see the archive messages, read a little bit about the speakers, but most of all, to find out if there's any prayer directives, if we have a corporate fast going on, or just to get motivated. And you can use this website to send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But I want to give you that website information. It is www.com. themasterscall.net. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. There you will find all the archived messages. It'll give you all the information that you need about this call, as well as inspirational tidbits that will keep you going in between the call. And we made it like that so you can have 24 hours, 7 days a week, opportunity to hear the word. So we're excited about that. We invite you to email us at info@themasterscall.net. If you want to send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your testimonies, or if God is really, really pulling on you and saying it is time for you to give birth to that word, it is time for you to become a host or a hostess, it is time for you to become involved with the Master's Call, we invite you men and women to give us an email, to send us an email, I should say, and our prayer general, Minister Robin or Dr. Vanessa, will get back to you as soon as possible. Now, a little bit more about the call. It was founded October 25th in 2010. We are rapidly approaching our anniversary. Can you believe we are in the third quarter of the year already? Glory be to God. And what I love most about the fact that we have been on this call consistently since October 25th, 2010, is that it changed so many people's lives one message at a time. And we give all the glory and honor to the Master because the call is all about him. And this call was founded by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and they said yes to the Master when he gave them that call. He also gave them a Bible verse for them to stand on, because anything with God should give reverence to God. And that Bible verse can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as you heard, Master's Call family, we begin this call off in prayer. We're going to end this call in prayer, and we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. So again, welcome to this awesome telecommunications sanctuary, as our beloved sister Benita would say, and we want you to sit back right now, because the word of God is about to come forth. This mighty man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown, is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, of over 15 years, and that he is the father to the best son and best daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College of Business Administration, and his lovely wife is a Spelman sister. Pastor Chuck has been pastoring for over 6 years, and he states that he has experienced all the highs and he has experienced the lows. Glory be to God. He is also a survivor of Hurricane Katrina, but God has been faithful and good to them as they remain consistent in their assignment and purpose. Pastor Chuck started with 16 people in his congregation and now has over 450 members. To God be the glory. Pastor Chuck is the author of Death of a Desperate Woman, a musical group, Chuck Maestro and YV, and has released their album, Crossing Over. If you want to know more about this mighty man of God, go to his Facebook page, Pastor Chuck Brown, or go to his ministry page, www.kbfwc.org. And if you want to become acquainted with Chuck Maestro and YV, you can also go to Facebook, Chuck Maestro, or MySpace, Chuck Maestro. So without further ado, we want to hear Thus Saith the Lord. Pastor Chuck, are you on the line?
Minister LaShawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful.
Pastor awesome. Chuck is- Glory be to God. We had a change in schedule, but you know God wants us to be ready in season and out of season. And this mighty woman of God is a devoted daughter, a devoted sister, a proud auntie, but most importantly, a servant of God that loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. And she is also our prayer general here, and my sister in the Lord, my good friend, Minister Robin. I now turn the call over to you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Am I coming through clear? Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I sure can. I just sat down and got my pen and paper ready, and I love you, love you, love you too. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning, family members, and I want to say most importantly, good morning to my Lord and my Savior. And also thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for trusting me to be able to come on the call and share with our wonderful family that's so precious to the Lord. And what I'm going to do today, before we get started, I'm going to say a quick prayer and then immediately just get into what the Lord has put on my heart. Father, you are so good to us. And we thank you and we honor you. We are just so grateful because no matter what has gone on, no matter what is going on, you are God all by yourself. Thank you because I know that our steps are ordered by you. My steps are ordered by you. We love you and we want to please you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, today, family, what I'm going to share with you, and it's something that the Lord has just been ministering to me. Sometimes when we go through things in our lives and we don't understand what it's about or why it occurred or why me, these are some things that even Jesus may have asked that same question when he was being persecuted and when he was doing the will of the Father. But I want you to know that God is in charge. I want you to know that God has a plan and a purpose for you. So the title of my message is, I feel like an outcast, but I'm not. I feel like an outcast, but I am not. And sometimes people, they feel like an outcast. Maybe they're being teased at school. Maybe they're being bullied by someone. Maybe there's been some type of significant failure in their life. Or maybe the company that they work for has been downsized, maybe deserted and divorced by their spouse. Maybe they didn't even grow up in the area that they're living in, and they just feel like, I'm not successful. I don't have a degree. I'm not as attractive as this individual. I'm not light-skinned. I'm not dark-skinned. I'm not big. I'm not thin. Whatever the issue is, there are so many reasons why people feel like this. Well, there are people in the Bible who felt the same exact way. And when we spend time in the Word, we can see through the Scripture how these men and women of God, they even expressed that, you know, their concerns, their issues, their woe is me, if I could put it that way. And if you turn to Psalms 22:6, there's a Scripture, and we know that David wrote the entire book of Psalms. I mean, he was a man that went through so much, but he was focused. He had issues going on in his life. He did things that were totally out of the will of God. I mean, he, adultery, murder, you name it, but he still continued to keep his eyes on the Lord. And even God said David was a man after his own heart. So I remember studying that, and I said, Lord, you have not said that about anybody else. David, he was a man after your own heart. I mean, think about that. That's special. No matter what he did, he always came back to God. And like I said, I gave you a scripture in Psalms 22:6, and it reads, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised by the people. Here's another one in the book of Psalms, chapter 31, verse 11 through 12. I am a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and I am repulsive to my acquaintance.
Now, it really sounds like there were some things going on, wasn't good feelings about themselves, nor did their neighbors even have good feelings about them. And not only that, here's another one, Psalms 102, verse 6 through 7. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I lie awake and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. You may be feeling alone. You may be feeling like I don't have any friends. You may be feeling like I don't have anyone to talk to. But Jesus said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He said he would always be with you. He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. You can't put your trust and confidence in man, but you can put your trust and confidence in God because he is there for you. He said you win. He has a plan and a purpose for you. It's a great plan. You're in that hospital and you are not alone. God is with you. You are the healed of the Lord. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. And even Jesus, he experienced being an outcast. Isaiah 53 Verse 3, it says that he was despised. Look that word up. That's not a nice word. And he was rejected by men. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. People may not esteem you. It's really okay. And then in John chapter 1, verse 11, even his own land and among his own people, he wasn't even accepted. One translation, and I believe it's the King James, it said, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? Isn't that the carpenter's son? Yes, it was the carpenter's son. But guess what? He is the great I am. He is the King of kings. He is our Redeemer. He is our Lord. Glory to God, the carpenter's son. God had a plan and a purpose, and it was carried out. So when you're feeling like that, or if you ever felt like that, remember the promises that God has given us. No matter who rejected you, God is there for you. No matter who left you, God is with you always. No matter who teased you, God is going to make sure you will be protected. He is your judge. He said vengeance belongs to him. You don't even have to be concerned about that. Chapter 49, verse 14 through 15. Listen to this. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on her son or the daughter of her womb? Surely they can't forget it. God is saying, yes, I will not forget you. So mamas out there, I may not have biological children, but I am a mom. I am a stepmom, and I'm a spiritual mom, and I love the children that God has put in my life, and I can't forget them. So you think about those who have birthed children, many of you on this line, you can't forget them. And God said he is not going to forget us. So you can take that to the bank. He is with you. And then it says in Psalms 27, verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. David knew God was the one who was going to take care of him. So that's a promise. No matter what, God is there. And then promise number two, God is the one who wrote the last chapter of the book. Read Revelations. You win. You are victorious. You will finish the race. You can do all things through Christ because you got his strength. Everything you put your hand to do is going to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. He knew you and formed you when you were in your mom's womb. He said he got a plan and a purpose for you. So you win. It's a plan with a future. It's a plan with an expected end. It's a plan with hope. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Father. It's sealed. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding for you. He is saying, come on, TMC family. Come on, Joni. You know my word. Speak my word, girl. You know I got you. You are the healed of the Lord. Platinum President Marie Preston, I got you. Your ministry, oh, yes. You are faithful unto me, and I'm even more faithful to you. Guess what? You are victorious. Guess what? Elite Ladies of Expression, many will come. Many lives will be changed. He has us. He is interceding for each and every single one of us. Dr. P.K. Roberts, guess what? He's with you. He's there. He's giving you wisdom. He's giving you strength. Oh, yes, Dr. Vanessa, you know he's with you also. He has given you words to speak so you can continue to encourage and mentor. Family members, he is with us. He is interceding on our behalf. Hallelujah. So you can take that promise to the bank. We read that last chapter. And then what do you do when you feel like this, when you feel like an outcast? But remember, you're not. You have strength from God. Take his strength. He said you have his peace, not the peace of the world, but the peace of God. He's also telling us in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David, he was greatly distressed, and we know that. Saul was after him. Saul wanted to kill him. Everything that he had done for this king, he loved this man. They were friends. He wanted to kill him. The people, they even spoke about stoning him. But David, he strengthened himself in the Lord. He danced unto God. He didn't care what the people said or what they did. He knew that his God was there for him. So you strengthen yourself in the Lord. You find a scripture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or just the name of Jesus, and you stand on that knowing that God is your strength. And then the second thing, don't believe the lie. Don't believe the hype. Don't think it's your fault. We're not perfect. Repent. God said he is faithful and just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You can move forward. Don't let the enemy use your mind as his dark room to develop his negatives. I remember when one of my teachers in Bible school said that, and that stuck with me. Think about it. We're supposed to think about things that are good, pure, and lovely. Don't let him use your mind to put all those negative thoughts in there so he can develop that and you think you're that way. Don't believe the lie. No, no, not at all. But instead, I want you to believe the truth. You know that God is for you. God is with you. And he said that we are to always give him thanks. Give thanks to God because you triumphed. Brethren, beloved by the Lord, God chose you. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. God chose you. God chose me. God chose this time, this day, for you to walk in it and do all that he has called you to do. Psalms 8, verse 4 through 5. What is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with the glory and honor. You have been crowned with glory and honor. So you don't believe the lie. You believe the truth. And also, if we did anything, if you have fought against your brother, go to them. Make sure you're clean before the Lord. Remember, there's no condemnation to those that love the Lord. So go ahead. Repent if you must. Move forward. Tell that man or that woman that you're sorry. You don't want that to block your prayers that God, that you're trying to send to the Lord. So you want to move forward. You want to know that you have done all that you can in the name of Jesus. And then don't be judgmental. Don't meddle. Watch what you say. Don't gossip. If you don't have anything nice to say, the Lord said to me, don't say anything at all. That's the best thing to do. And you want to be assertive. You don't want to be vindictive. You want to know that God is your defender. He is your judge. You don't have to retaliate. You don't even have to say anything. If you're being harassed, guess what? That will stop in the name of Jesus. It's not necessary for you to think that you got to get them back. No, that's the way the world does it. We don't have to do that. Not at all. Your life is not defined by the wounds that you have on your body. Hallelujah. Your life is not defined by all the scars that are on your body. Jesus took all that away from you. He took all those things away. That was on his body. So your life is not defined by it. And what you should do, look carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many are defiled. Don't have a root of bitterness. That will make you sick. That will block your blessings. Get rid of it. And even if you're not sure, you can ask the Lord. He knew you. He formed you. He'll let you know if there is something, if you really want to know, that you need to go ahead and take care of. Your Father loves you that much that he will do that for you. That's just how faithful he is. And look out for other people. We have the agape love, the love of God. That's been shed abroad in our heart. We want to make sure that we're walking in that love, not just phileo, but agape love, not eros, but agape love. We're going to put others higher than ourselves. We're going to look at their concerns and what's going on with them. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Don't you know you can love on somebody by speaking something good to them? They can be healed just by the words of the wise. That's why the Lord says death and life is in the power of your tongue. And he doesn't say life first. He uses death first. So think about that. Death and life, what we speak, our words are powerful. So let's bring words of healing to people. Let's bring words of peace to individuals. Let's bring words of joy to people. Let's let them know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Let's let them know that I know somebody who can save you. I know somebody, let me tell you about my God. He's faithful. He's just. I know somebody who will give you peace, who will give you strength. He is a great God. And remember, last but not least, you win. You are victorious. In him, you live, you move, and you have your being. You read the end of the book, and you don't have to be concerned because you are not an outcast. In the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
My God, my God, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I am over here shouting. I am over here excited. Glory be to God for the word that has been placed on your heart this morning. I will be calling you back for our closing benediction, but right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that word that you have given to Minister Robin this morning. Thank you, God, for reminding us that we are not an outcast. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that you are right there next to us, no matter how it looks. Thank you, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, that you have given us all a second chance and that we are careful not to judge other people's sins because their sins look worse than ours, Lord. We just thank you, God, for this call. Lord, I ask that you restore all that Minister Robin has put in, Lord. Touch her. Guide her, Father. Bless her and anoint her, O Lord. Bless all those around her that she represents, O Father. We just thank you so, so much for everything that you have blessed her with. Father, we ask that you watch over each and every family member represented on this line right now, from the east, the south, the north, and the west, O God. We just thank you that you have given us a technology for us to come in the morning and give all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise to you. Father, we ask that you teach us your ways, O Lord, and guide our paths so we can make you happy, Lord, so we can be more like you, O God, that people will know that we are Christians, not because we say we are, but the way we treat others, Lord. We know that your commandment says to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. So, Father, anything that's hindering us from loving our neighbor, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that it's removed. We thank you in advance, Lord, that it's already been done. We thank you, Lord, because you know all the prayer requests that have been spoken and unspoken, and we know that your answer is already yes and amen because they were asked in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, right now for the mighty women of God, the mighty men of God that are here right now that's going to carry this message to someone that needs it so much. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and their steadfast faith and them saying yes to the Master's call. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family because Artists International is a vehicle that drove most of us together. But most of all and above all, we thank you for our basic instructions before leaving Earth, the Bible, the Word, that gives us a step-by-step instruction as to what we do day to day. And, Father, we thank you because we win, we win, we win. It is written in the back of the book that we win. So it is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Master's Call family, share this message. The replay number for today is 712-432-1085. Same access code, 957-677-POUND. Email us at info@themasterscall.net for your prayer requests, your testimonies and praise reports, or to let us know that it's time for you to join the family of the Master's Call. Minister Kai, thank you for greeting and seating God's children this morning, washed with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that awesome rhema word that God has blessed you with. And most of all, thank you all for calling in this morning. You all have a wonderful day. Be that great minister in the marketplace and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Minister Robin, please give us our closing benediction.
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can.
Father, thank you so much for writing the last chapter and letting us know that we win. Thank you because how great is your goodness for us. You have laid up for all of us, Lord, because we honor you, we fear you, we reverence you. You have prepared for all of us because we have trusted you, and you have hid us in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. Your people are victorious. Your people are not outcasts. Your people win. Thank you, thank you, thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.